Hugh Masekela, 1939 to 2018, was a legendary South African trumpeter, flugelhorn player, composer and singer who left an indelible mark on the world of music and beyond. Born on April 4, 1939 in Witbank, South Africa, he would go on to become one of the most influential and celebrated figures in the jazz, world music and anti-apartheid movements. Masekela's musical journey began at a young age when he first picked up a trumpet at the age of 14. His early talent and passion for music led him to join the Huddleston Jazz Band, a group formed by British anti-apartheid activist Father Trevor Huddleston. The band provided a platform for young black musicians in South Africa during a time when opportunities for them were scarce due to the oppressive apartheid regime. In 1960, Masekela was forced into exile due to the political turmoil in South Africa. He continued his musical pursuits abroad, studying at the Manhattan School of Music and immersing himself in the vibrant jazz scene of New York City. During this time, he honed his skills, collaborated with various musicians, and began incorporating his African roots into his music. Throughout his career, Masekela's music carried a powerful message about the struggles and injustices faced by the people of South Africa. His compositions often spoke of hope, resilience, and unity in the face of adversity. One of his most famous songs, Grazing in the Grass, released in 1968, topped the charts and became an international hit, showcasing his ability to blend jazz with elements of African rhythms. In addition to his musical prowess, Masekela was a prominent activist against apartheid, using his fame to draw attention to the human rights abuses in South Africa. His involvement in the anti-apartheid movement brought him closer to other influential figures, including Miriam Makeba and Harry Belafonte, with whom he collaborated on various projects. Over the course of his career, Masekela released numerous albums, each representing a fusion of different genres and cultural influences. His music resonated with people worldwide, and his performances were always electrifying, filled with passion and soul. Despite spending decades in exile, Masekela returned to South Africa in the early 1990s, following the end of apartheid, and continued to be an active and beloved figure in the country's cultural and social life. Hugh Masekela was a multi-talented artist whose life and career were filled with remarkable achievements and contributions. Here are some additional details about his life and work. Early life and influences. Hugh Ramopolo Masekela was born in the township of Kwaguka in Witbank, South Africa. He was inspired by American jazz musicians such as Miles Davis and Dizzy Gillespie from an early age. His first trumpet was given to him by Archbishop Trevor Huddleston, an anti-apartheid activist who recognized Masekela's talent and encouraged him to pursue music. Mentorship from Louis Armstrong. In 1959, Masekela had a life-changing experience when he saw Louis Armstrong perform in South Africa. He managed to get close to the stage, and Armstrong gave him a nod of approval during the performance. This encounter left a profound impact on young Masekela and further fueled his passion for jazz. The Jazz Epistles. In the late 1950s, Masekela co-founded the first African jazz group in South Africa called the Jazz Epistles. The band featured other prominent South African musicians such as Abdullah Ibrahim, then known as Dollarbrand, and Kippie Moketsi. Unfortunately, their only album, Jazz Epistle Verse 1, released in 1960, faced censorship due to the political climate at the time. Global recognition. Following his exile from South Africa, Masekela's music gained international recognition. He collaborated with renowned artists like Harry Belafonte, Paul Simon, and Herb Alpert, among others. His blend of jazz, African rhythms, and pop elements contributed to his unique sound, which captivated audiences around the world. Activism and political engagement. Throughout his career, Masekela remained an outspoken advocate against apartheid and social injustice. He used his platform to raise awareness about the struggles faced by black South Africans and to call for an end to apartheid. In the 1970s, he released the album Colonial Man, which strongly criticized the apartheid regime. Musical achievements. Over his career, Masekela received numerous awards and accolades for his musical achievements. He was nominated for Grammy Awards multiple times and received an honorary Doctorate of Music from the University of York in the UK. Humanitarian efforts. Masekela was not only dedicated to political activism, but also engaged in humanitarian efforts. He co-founded the Botswana International School of Music, which aimed to provide music education to young African musicians. Legacy. Hugh Masekela's legacy extends beyond his music. He played a crucial role in bringing South African music to the global stage and promoting African culture worldwide. His contributions to the anti-apartheid movement and his commitment to social justice continue to inspire generations of artists and activists alike. Hugh Masekela's life and work exemplify the transformative power of music and art in effecting positive change and leaving a lasting impact on society. On January 23, 2018, Hugh Masekela passed away after a long battle with prostate cancer. His death marked the end of an era in music, but his legacy lives on through his timeless compositions and his commitment to using music as a force for change. He remains an inspiration to musicians, activists, and anyone who believes in the power of art to transcend borders and make a difference in the world.